Good afternoon and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, January the 8th. All council members are here. I believe we have Mr. Freeman present with us on the telephone. Is that right, Mr. Freeman?
I am, Mayor. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for joining us. The first item on our agenda today is to begin the meeting with an invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. So I would invite everyone to stand for the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. We're pleased to have Pastor Jared Moore from the Trinity Church here to lead us in prayer, following which Councilmember Chris Glover will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm brand new to Mesa. We moved here 4 months ago from Indianapolis and took the position at Trinity Church and really love it. I have a 6, a 4, and a 2-year-old. And so thanks for making the city so great. And my wife and I and our family, we love being here. We moved in August. If you were to ask me in August if we loved it, difference, but December and January, we love it. So thank, and the city's great, and we love making this our home already, and we can't wait to spend a great future here with you. Let's pray together. God, thanks for the new year. And we know that every good and perfect gift comes from you. And 2018 is such a gift. You didn't promise it to any of us, but we're here because of your goodness and the air in our lungs because you're faithful to us. And so thanks for this new year and the hope and the expectation and the dreams that you're putting in our heart for the year to come. As we gather together tonight as council members, as the mayor and the support staff and all the great people, the citizens, thanks for this incredible place to live, Mesa, Arizona. I do pray that you'll give our team, our council members and the mayor great wisdom and discernment as they make important decisions for this city and for this community. Jesus, I pray that you'll come near to them. Holy Spirit, you'll rest upon them. And Heavenly Father, I pray that your mercies will be new to them today. Again, we give you this time, have your way in this place. And thanks again for the year and the hope that we have and the expectations of great things to come. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Moore, for getting us started. Sometimes it does take a calling from God to get people to come to Mesa in August. so we welcome you and your family. I hope you're settling in. Good to hear that you're enjoying our community. The first item on our agenda is to review the consent agenda, and so we invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read that item.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Abate of Arizona, 2-day event, Friday, April 6th and Saturday, April 7th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for All Saints Roman Catholic Parish, Knights of Columbus, 1-day event, Saturday, February 3rd, 1534 North Brecker Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for All Saints Roman Catholic Parish, Knights of Columbus, 1-day event, Saturday, March 3rd, 1534 North Brecker Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Arizona Museum of Natural History Foundation, 1-day event, Friday, April 13th, 53 North McDonald. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for St. Timothy Catholic Church, 1-day event, Friday, January 26th, 1730 West Guadalupe Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for St. Timothy Catholic Church, 1-day event, Saturday, February 10th, 1730 West Guadalupe Road. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for RK Super, 1231 South Mesa Drive. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for industrial supplies for materials and supply warehouse for citywide departments. Item 4B, act on 3-year term contract for air filters for the materials and supply warehouse for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4C, act on contract to ratify the emergency purchase for elevator repair at the main library as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4D, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for landscape maintenance services for city facilities for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4E, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for GPS equipment and offender monitoring services for the municipal court. Item 4F, Act on Dog Amendment Increase to the Term Contract for Light Duty Automotive Body Repair Services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4G, Act on 1-Year Renewal of the Term Contract for Police Vehicle Maintenance and Repair Services as requested by the Fleet Services Department. Item 4H, Act on Dollar Limit Increase to the Term Contract for Pipe and Fittings for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for Citywide Departments. Item 4I, Act on 1-Year Renewal of the Term Contract for Custodial Services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4J, Act on Contract to Purchase a Refurbished Gas Chromatograph Mass Spectrometer for Fire Debris Analysis for the Police Department. This purchase is funded by Crime Lab Assessment Funds. Item 4K, Act on Dollar Limit Increase to the Term Contract for Emergency Vehicle Equipment and Installation Services for Police Patrol Vehicles as requested by the Fleet Services Department. Item 4L, Act on 3-Year Term Contract for Residential Refuse and Recycling Containers for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4M, Act on 3-Year Term Contract for Biosolids Removal and Reuse Disposal Services for the Water Resources Department. Item 4N, Act on Contract to Purchase Coated Steel Pipe for the Energy Resources Department. This purchase is funded by 2014 authorized gas bonds. Item 4O, Act on 3-Year Term Contract for Streetlight Maintenance, Installation, Removal, and Rusted Pole Replacements for the Transportation Department. Item 4P, Act on Contract to Purchase Glycerin-Based Supplemental Source for the Water Resources Department. Item 4Q, Act on Dollar Limit Increase to the Term Contract for Backflow Testing and Repair Services for various city departments as requested by the Water Resources Department. Item 4R, Act on Contract to Purchase to Replace and Upgrade Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition Historian Software as requested by the Water Resources Department. Item 4S, Act on Contract to Purchase Compound and Non-Mechanical Cold Water Meters to the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund and authorized 2014 water bonds. Item 4T, Act on Contract to Purchase 9 laptop computers for the Signal Butte Water Treatment Plan as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 4U, Act on Contract for Desert Wells Zone northeast of Warner and Ellsworth Roads for exploratory boring. Funding's available from the 2014 authorized water bonds. Item 5A, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an airport development reimbursable grant agreement with the ADOT Multimodal Planning Division Aeronautics Group for construction of runway and taxiway lighting and signage improvements at Falcon Field Airport. The FAA will pay most of the cost, with the remainder shared between ADOT and the city. The city's portion is funded from the Falcon Field Airport Enterprise Fund. Item 5B, Act on Resolution modifying fees and charges of the Mesa Fire Medical Department. The fees and charges are related to the Fire Medical Training Department's training facility usage and are effective January 15, 2018. Item 5C, Act on Resolution approving a third substantial amendment to the City of Mesa Annual Action Plan for fiscal year 2015-2016 and authorizing the city manager to amend, sign, and submit the second substantial amendment to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Item 5D, Act on Resolution approving the second substantial amendment to the City of Mesa Annual Action Plan for fiscal year 2016-2017 and authorizing the city manager to amend, sign, and submit the second substantial amendment to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Item 6A, Act on Ordinance regarding ANX 17-00442. The annexing property in the 5200 block of Inverness Avenue on the south side. This is located north of Baseline Road and east of Higley Road. Item 6B, Act on Ordinance regarding Z17-044, the 1300 through 1400 blocks of West Main Street, located west of Alma School Road on the north side of Main Street. Modification of the bonus intensity zone overlay, council use permit, and site plan. This request will allow the development of a multi-residence development in the NC zoning district with potential commercial services. Item 6C, Act on Ordinance regarding ZON 17-00260. The 6500 block of East McAlps Road on the south side and the 1900 block of North 66th Street on the west side. This is located west of Power Road on the south side of McAlps Road. Rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a retail office building. Item 7A, Act on Subdivision Plat. Estates on McDowell, the 4100 to 4200 blocks of East McDowell, located west of Greenfield Road on the south side of McDowell Road. Item 7B, Act on Subdivision Plat. The Allen, the 2300 to 2400 block of East McAlps Road, located east of Gilbert Road on the north side of McAlps Road. Item 7C, Act on Subdivision Plat. Thelander Acres, the 5600 to 5700 block of South Power Road, located north of Williamsfield Road on the east side of Power Road. And Item 7D, Act on Subdivision Plat Warner Enclave, the 11,500 to 11,600 block of East Warner Road and the 4,400 to 4,500 block of South Meridian Road, located west of Meridian Road on the south side of Warner Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, have there been any requests to speak on an item on the consent agenda? Okay, that being the case, I note that we have a motion made by Mr. Glover, seconded by Mr. Luna. Please cast your vote. Mr. Freeman, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. The vote is unanimous in favor of passing the consent agenda. We don't have any other items on our that are not on the consent agenda other than items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, has anyone requested to speak? That being the case, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Luna. Thank you, Mr. Glover. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.